from Commodity Classic. I'm Randy Conan, visiting with Kyle Collins with John Deere. And Kyle, last year we had a chance to talk at Commodity Classic about the Swath Control Pro, and that's what your area of expertise is. How's that been going?
Pretty good, pretty good. I remember it doesn't seem like it was a year ago that we introduced that product, but Swath Control Pro went really well for the John Deere sprayers last year. And of course, just to give a brief explanation of it, it's controlling your sprayer boom sections to turn on and off based off of GPS coverage, because we want to try to reduce that overlap, that spray overlap, as much as we can.
Hey, that technology is saving farmers a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, you reduce your spray overlap, you're reducing the amount of chemical that you spray out in your field. Obviously, that's going to go right to the bottom line, reducing your input costs.
Where do you go from here then?
Well, we go Swath Control Pro. We had that on John Deere self-propelled sprayers last year and continue to do that. Also, we have a new product called the GS2 Rate Controller, and a lot of folks are starting to see those show up in the dealerships now. What that's going to do is allow you to do Swath Control Pro using those same GS2 and Starfire ITC components, but on not only John Deere self-propelled sprayers, also those pull-type sprayers that John Deere does not manufacture as well.
And again, that should be coming at the dealership fairly soon.
Absolutely. We're starting to get reports back that those are hitting the dealerships right now, and they're doing the installations. So that's good news.
Anything new coming out?
Well, the only thing that we really want to talk about is, because with the excitement that's generated with all the Swath Control Pro products, is the obvious question is, what's next as far as future compatibility? And so we're going to introduce tomorrow, we're going to have a press release go out to talk about Swath Control Pro for planters, and to talk about our direction there. We're going to do some testing with it this season, and then move on through next year. And for 2008 planting season, we'll have a fully available product then.
Well, that's exciting news.
Absolutely. You think about the kind of revenue that can be generated by reducing seed costs in the field, by not planting as much seed and not having as much overplant. It's really pretty exciting.
Especially if somebody on terraces and where there's a lot of point rows.
A lot of point rows and headlands and that sort of thing. Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Kyle Collins with John Deere. We're here at Commodity Classic. I'm Randy Conan.